right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Gloria reads a newspaper.
Beverly LaSalle, world-famous female impersonator. Carnegie Hall, December 27th. That's wonderful. Beverly's gonna play Carnegie Hall. We're gonna go, aren't we?
Oh, sure. And that ain't all. Guess who just stopped by and left them presents and is upstairs right now trying on his dress he's gonna wear at Carnegie Hall? Guess?
Is it Beverly LaSalle?
You guessed!
What am I going to wear to Carnegie Hall? Are you up there, Beverly, you big bogus bimbo?
Hi, you little sawed-off sex pot. Stand back and prepare to be dazzled. I stepped out of a dream.
Descending the stairs.
And how wonderful! How will I sing?
Beverly twirls in a sequin gown, boa, jewels, and a flowing wig.
Do you think it's too busy?
He blinks fake eyelashes.
Beverly, it's beautiful!
You look exquisite.
I do, don't I?
Beverly, did you ever get that?
Oh, I have the best dressmaker in the whole world.
Who is she?
Mr. Florence.
Mr. Florence, is that a he or a she?
Yes.
Edith squints in confusion.
I'll explain it to you later, Ma. Bye, Beverly. I gotta get home to Joey. Ma, Michael and I want you and Daddy to come over and help us decorate the tree tonight.
Yeah.
You too, Beverly.
Oh, I can't. I have to rehearse.
All right for you, you dizzy queen, ya.
Edith touches the feather boa.
Carnegie Hall. I ain't never been to Carnegie Hall. I went with Archie once to get a suit at Robert Hall.
Well, you're going to get to Carnegie Hall, and you're going to have the best seats in the house.
Oh, Beverly, that's so sweet of you.
Well, who deserves it more than the man who saved my life and his wonderful wife and family?
You don't have to go right now. Sit down and talk to me while I set the table.
Sit down? In this dress? Are you kidding? One false move, and you'll have wall-to-wall foam rubber.
Oh. He imitates Mae West.
Oh. Betty Davis.
His smile drops.
Oh, Beverly, Archie is going to be so surprised to see you.
I'll bet.
Since you're staying all next week, why don't you come and have Christmas dinner with us?
I'd love to.
Good. You don't have to dress up. Just come as you are. Oh, I mean, you don't have to wear a dress. You better not. Beverly, I got something for you. It's very special. I was going to save it for Christmas,
what?
But I'm going to show you right now.
What? I love surprises. What is it? My whole career is built on surprises.
Edith pulls an album from a kitchen drawer.
A scrapbook.
I saved all your reviews from all over the country.
Aren't you nice?
Well, we're just proud of you. I mean, there have been celebrities in this house. Sammy Davis Jr. and Lena Fleischhacker, whose niece did a TV commercial for Bad Breath. You're the only one that's like family.
I love you, Edith. To me, you're like a sister.
Oh, Beverly. To me, you're like a sister. No, I mean brother. Oh, well, both rolled into one.
Edith, I'm home.
Yeah, Archie.
Where are you?
Archie, don't come in here. I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, well, I'm already sitting at the table, Edith, with the knife and fork purged in my hand here. And my starved to death eyes are looking down on nothing.
Archie sits.
Don't come out here. I got a surprise for you.
Well, you're cooking in your underwear again?
Edith looks aghast at Beverly.
That was just on one of them hot days. Archie, I got a surprise for you. Close your eyes.
Oh, jeez, all right.
Are your eyes closed?
All right, eat it, but hurry it up, will you?
All right, now don't peek.
Beverly sneaks behind Archie's chair and puts his hands over his eyes. Then plants a red lipstick kiss on Archie's forehead.
Oh, come on, Nita. Don't keep my eyes covered up all day, would you? Jeez, I'm hungry. What is this?
Archie pulls the hands away, then stares at Edith across the table. He ponders with fierce concentration, then bumps his head back against Beverly's right breast, then the left one.
I got a rubbery feel in this Beverly the sound. Don't kiss me no more there, Beverly. My doctor tells me I got a communications disease.
Don't Beverly look beautiful, Archie?
He turns and Beverly poses.
Oh, holy Jesus. Oh, yeah, look beautiful here, Beverly, yeah.
As Beverly twirls, Archie pops his eyes at Edith.
Jeez, if you come through the streets to this house looking like that, you're lucky you got here alive.
Archie, Beverly didn't come here in this. She was modeling it for us. Because he's going to wear it in his new show next week at Carnegie Hall.
And you're all going to be my guests.
Oh, the guests. Oh, well, wait a minute there, Beverly. I don't know about that, but let me ask you. Is the show dirty?
Sophisticated.
Very dirty, huh?
You'll love it.
Well, I've got to go. I've got to get to rehearsal. La, 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel.
Beverly hikes up the dress and strides wide-legged up the stairs. Edith wipes the lipstick from Archie's forehead, then smooths his hair.
She looks like Howard Cosell in drag.
Beverly's going to be here all next week, so I invited him to Christmas dinner.
You done what?
We're all God's children. God loves everybody, including Beverly, and he don't want nobody to be alone on Christmas. Besides, I already invited him.
Now, let me tell you something you're forgetting lately. A man's home is his castle. And in this here castle, I am king.
And I am queen.
Well, this king can only handle one queen at a time, so disinvite her.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And bye-bye.
What?
Gloria points at the mistletoe above her and puckers up.
Look at this. He's always making love like he's going to be hung tomorrow.
Beverly descends in a man's suit and hat.
Wait, you remember Beverly LaSalle, Mike?
Beverly? Gee, how are you? I didn't recognize you without your dress on.
He looks damn good without his dress on. Let me tell you something, Amber. You keep on wearing men's clothes, and I'd be willing to bet that in no time at all, you could turn yourself around.
Mike frowns.
Now, don't be giving me them looks. These here problems are much more easy solved than you liberals would have us believe.
Gee, Beverly ain't got no problem. He's a perfectly normal female impersonator.
Thank you.
Beverly and Edith air kiss.
I'm only saying that she looks wonderful in his pants.
But who'd come to Carnegie Hall to see me in pants?
Well, they might have you work up some kind of an act there, you know. Hey, you can learn to play the violin. Like that guy I once heard from the Yanuhu Manuhu.
I gotta go. Is there any place nearby I can get a cab?
Oh, yeah, there's a place up on Northern Boulevard. I'll walk you there. I gotta stop by the store anyway.
Archie pulls Mike aside.
Listen, save the family name, will you? And walk way ahead of him.
Where are you going, honey?
Well, I gotta get a new star for the top of the tree.
I love the old star. What the hell did you do with it, Edith?
Arch, the star was made out of glass, aluminum, and wire.
Oh, that's right. You don't need wire.
Wonderful afternoon, Edith. Thank you.
Bye, Billy.
Goodbye, Gloria.
Don't forget, we'll see you Christmas at 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Arch and I can watch the football game, have a couple beers, sit around, punch each other.
Beverly swipes his nose with his thumb as he strides out. Archie stares dumbstruck, then shuts the door.
Did you hear the voice on him there? She could change herself over like that.
I have something to say.
Oh, Don't call me dumb. Go home to your house. Watch the baby. The gypsies will come and steal it.
Gloria lifts a large box tied with a ribbon.
Nobody's gonna steal Joey with Sybil Gooley looking after him. Here, Grumpy, this is for you.
No, no, I don't want no Christmas present. Oh.
It's not a Christmas present.
Oh, you didn't get me nothing, huh?
Would you just open it? It's something for you to wear.
Archie Bunker don't need no clothes for the rest of his life.
Edith pulls a Santa hat from the box.
This beauty.
Gloria lifts out a red velour Santa jacket.
No. No, that ain't for me, little girl.
But we all decided that you're going to play Santa Claus this year for Joey. I'll cry.
Listen, don't think you can change my mind with crying anymore, little girl. You just go home and tell your husband to play Santa.
But Michael doesn't have a big belly, and you do. Now do it!
What the hell ever happened to the good old days when kids were scared to death of their parents?
Edith reaches for his belly.
Archie, come on! Your belly makes you look more jolly.
Stop that. Don't touch me in the living room.
Come here. Please, you're Joey. You look so cute. You
I said no.
You won't do that. I'm going to be a
all right. All right.
Good. Somebody's here.
Archie, I gotta talk to you.
Oh, what do you want, Barney?
It's important. Come on out here.
What do you mean now?
Archie follows his friend Barney onto the porch.
It's cold out here, dragging me out in the porch. Oh, look at this. Don't you know that snowflakes is full of germs?
Never mind that. Listen, is Mike in the house?
No, he went to the store.
Oh, geez, maybe it was him.
What are you talking about?
Two guys were just mugged down in the corner. Now, I didn't see it, but someone said that one of the guys looked like Mike. Now, the cops and ambulance are on their way.
Mike got mugged?
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Don't tell them.
Mike got mugged.
Gloria and Edith peer out to the snowy street with Archie and Barney. In the hospital.
Bunker?
Are you kidding?
Barney points the doctor to Edith and Archie.
Mr. and Mrs. Bunker, you're related to Michael Stivic.
Yeah, he's our son-in-law. Is he all right, Doctor?
Mr. Stivic is fine.
Oh, thank God.
Are you also related to Beverly LaSalle?
Oh, no,
dear. He's a very dear friend.
Perhaps you can help. I'm trying to locate his next of kin.
Next of kin? Why, you want to operate on him or something?
I'm afraid it's gone beyond that.
Edith glances anxiously at Archie. He stands up.
Well, what do you mean by that? You ain't telling us that he's...
I'm sorry, he just died.
Edith gapes at the doctor. She stands, her brow creased, then turns bewildered to Archie, who clasps her hands. Edith turns her head back and forth in confused anguish, then desperately back to Archie. Sometime later, the decorated Christmas tree stands in the living room near a row of stockings. Archie sits at the dining table chewing while he happily reads the back of the cereal box. Edith sits beside him in her house coat, staring ahead blankly. Archie picks up his cup.
Edith,
he turns the empty cup upside down.
Did you make coffee?
Oh, yeah. I'll get you some.
Yes. You know, what surprised me is all the fuss they're making today about all the sugar and things, you know? I mean, take this cereal. Jeez, if they didn't load it with sugar, you'd throw up in the cereal.
Edith bleakly brings the coffee pot. As Archie lifts his cup, she tips the pot to pour, but nothing comes out. She tips more and more, then clasps the lid to tip all the way. Still, nothing.
She made it kind of weak, huh?
Puzzled, Edith lifts the lid and peers inside.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry, I'll make you some.
No, I can make it myself. No, you better get yourself dressed for church.
All right.
Yeah.
Edith starts upstairs.
Oh, jeez.
Archie rests his cheek on his hand. He gazes at the cereal box.
Looky, 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 you all use kids. Realistic, full detail, authentic, scale, reproduction, space shuttle, Enterprise. Send any two box tops on 50 cents. Oh, sounds like a quality toy.
Gloria enters.
Hiya, Daddy.
Oh, hello there, little girl.
Where's Ma?
She's getting dressed for church.
Oh, you want some coffee?
No, I don't want none, no.
Well, I do.
Gloria picks up the coffee pot and tilts it toward a cup. Archie watches indifferently as she tips the pot more and more. She looks inside, then turns to Archie.
Why did you let me do that?
I don't know.
Some holiday. Boy, if it wasn't for little Joey, we probably wouldn't be celebrating at all.
Yeah, well, that reminds me, little girl. This here shanty suit over here, I think you ought to take that back to the store or wherever you got it, because with all that's happening around here, I don't feel like no ho-ho-ho, I'll tell you.
Oh, Daddy, come on, please.
No, just try it on.
You'll see you're going to look at it.
She jams the Santa cap on his head.
Yes, you look good. And I said yes. Now, who are you going to listen to?
Archie slumps in his chair.
All right, let me just put this
on. Oh, that's you.
Gloria attaches the Santa beard with hooks over his ears.
Joey will love it. You walk in, you say, he'll go crazy. You look cute.
The red cap's fluffy trim covers Archie's eyebrows. Under his nose, a thick white mustache and beard.
Cute.
Don't laugh.
Sorry, you just look adorable, Daddy. Why don't you leave it on so that when Ma comes down, she can have a good laugh, huh?
Listen,
Edith comes down in her hat and coat.
Hi, Ma.
Oh, hi, Gloria. How's Mike?
He's okay.
That's good.
Hey, get me in this here, Edith, huh?
Archie.
Oh, this ain't Archie. This is you-know-who. Hey, little girl, what would you like for Christmas?
I want Beverly to be alive.
Oh, Rita. Oh,
I can't understand it. I mean, everything was going so good for him, and then somebody had to kill him.
Yeah, just because he was different.
Edith suddenly looks up, considering. Then she glances self-consciously at Archie, hugging her.
I'll see you after church.
Trying to contain her tears, she trudges to the door and leaves.
Geez, I wish she could get some cheering up someplace, you know? How many laughs are you going to get in an hour in church?
Archie slumps into his chair and Gloria sits on his lap.
I don't know. Ma usually comes back from church feeling pretty good.
You know, I wish I had told Beverly what a nice fella she was, you know? But you don't know how to talk to them people, you know? You don't know what to say there. So you don't say nothing. And all of a sudden, they up and die and they leave you hanging. Jeez. But what you said before, he was dipping. See, that's a lesson to learn there. Everybody should try hard to be the same as everybody else. Because, I mean, and that way life is a lot easier, you see, for them people, and also easier for the rest of us normal people.
Did you really like Beverly, Dad?
Oh, yeah, sure, I did. I mean, you know, she was a nice fella. Generous there and kind, always wrote letters to your mother there.
Yeah.
And no matter how much she may have wanted to, she never laid a hand on me. Much too big for a dame, but she had a nice pair of legs.
Why is it that people always say nice things about somebody after they die?
Well, because people are scared that the departed soul might be hoovering around someplace listening to what's said.
She rolls her eyes.
Don't do that. It puts a chill across me here. Don't do
that.
But, Daddy, there's somebody sitting on the porch.
Yeah, is it wearing big black wings? Oh, leave me alone. Don't kid around at a time like this.
Oh, Gloria grabs his hands to pull him up. He pulls her back.
Let go, man.
He yanks away, making her fall, and hurries to the door.
Who's out there?
Jamond.
No.
Edith sits on the porch, brooding.
Edith, hey, look at the time there. Shouldn't you be in church now, huh?
I ain't going to church.
What's the matter, Ma? You always go to church on Sunday.
Well, I ain't going today.
Well, that's all right. That's all right, Edith.
When Gloria speaks, he mouths, shut up.
You don't have to go to church today. You go to church next Sunday.
Maybe I won't go next Sunday neither.
Well, that's all right. Listen, Edith, you went to church many the time over the years. Sometimes I think you overwent.
The way I feel today, I may not go to church ever.
Gloria and Archie look on with concern.
Well, now, Edith, you know, I hate to cross you in things like this here, but I really think that somebody from the family ought to kind of be there representing us in front of God.
Why? What good does it do?
Oh, Ma.
Edith stomps inside. Gloria hurries after, leaving Archie on the porch. He reflects solemnly. With a sudden thought, he warily looks skyward.
Hey, I didn't do nothing.
To be continued. Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Story by Eric Tarlock. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Laurie Shannon, Beverly LaSalle. Alan Melvin, Barney Hefner. Ron Vernon, Doctor. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.